Hello, everybody. George here. I'm with Michelle here.
Hi, everybody.
At our community garden and doing it in style. We're just doing our regular visit that we do, and then Michelle's checking things over, picking stuff.
Yep. We have some tomatoes and peas and beans so far.
And that squeaking is my straw in a huge Slurpee cup.
Yes. George got extra large, I got large.
An extra large, just to give you an idea of the dimensions. The top of it's a really odd-shaped cup because the top of it's probably 5 inches around. And it tapers down to probably about a three and a half inch diameter that'll fit into a vehicle cup holder. In fact, yeah, just a couple inches before the bottom, it sort of really tapers in. And the whole thing, the cup itself, I mean, they got a big dome lid with a hole in the center where your straw comes out. And then the thing is, the cup itself is probably 8 to 10 inches tall. It's huge.
Yep. I'd say probably around the 10.
Yeah.
And mine's around the 8.
And if I remember it right, it even has a more severe taper to the bottom. They've kind of kept the top almost the same, and then they bring it way in.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm very close to needing a refill.
There was plenty of it around.
Yeah.
We both got Pepsis because even when it gets diluted, it's a flavor that doesn't seem to get wrecked as badly.
Yeah. We got the root beer last time.
Yeah.
And for the most part, it was fine until the very end.
Yeah, and then you had this foam, which we both agree kind of tastes like fat, so, you know.
It was gross.
The trick with these is to get it so that when you're drinking it, the fine ground ice comes up along with the pop, and then you're not stuck with a whole bunch of just ice at the end of it.
Yeah.
And I also stir occasionally when I get low enough that I can, without breaking the straw. Okay, so that's Slurpees 101 for today, or 101 for today.
We're gonna have a lot of peas the next few days.
Yeah. Gather because you're going for that bag often.
Yep. Oh. And we've got some beans, not a huge amount, but we've got some of them. And the peas just decided that they are going to really climb over everything. And nothing wrong with that. It's great. But it makes it for a jungle rocket. There's no other way to put it. If you haven't gone through any of the last year's. Oh my gosh. We have, and I'll have to show you, some little pumpkins forming.
Oh, really? Hey, that's cool.
It is cool. I have to be very careful because it always goes on the grass, maybe because of wind or whatever.
I'd lean it up against the board if you can do it.
I've got it on the board with and amongst some other plants. Oh my gosh, and one is actually turning yellow.
What color do they start out? Green?
Green.
Oh, yeah. Turning yellow, that's impressive.
Yeah. So they may be small this year, but...
Yep. Well, and we just eat them anyway, so...
Yeah, exactly.
No jack-o'-lanterns for us.
No. Pumpkin is really good with stir-fries,
yep.
Soups, you name it.
Yeah, it has a variety of uses, and it's basically just a squash anyway,
yeah. So...
Just going to keep an eye open here.
5 minutes. And 6 seconds.
I might have to get you in here
recording.
At
5 minutes
point in time.
And 2 seconds.
And need your help.
How so?
Getting some of these peas.
It's a possibility.
Because you'd be better at tracking down in some instances than I am.
Oh, and our other objective is to avoid being... Michelle said it in her, but to avoid being eaten alive by mosquitoes. We had a summer that had relatively few of them, and now it's still not as bad as other years, but they're bad enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this on pause for a moment, though. Come on.
Time remaining 4 minutes. Pause recording.
What's that?
We got our first zucchini, folks.
Oh, really? Is it ready?
Yes.
Zucchini. So does it look like a baseball bat? They've done that some years.
Not quite. But I didn't think we had any.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that yet. Mind you, some of the beds that are on the ground have got them. We actually were given a couple.
Guess what?
What?
Zucchini 2 and 3, folks.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
Oof. I think I just got at some more.
Actually, we're going to leave that. You know, I was going to say we'll leave that other one.
Did you bring something to cut that with?
I just twist it off.
Oh, you just twist them off and they'll come.
Recording button.
What's next week?
Well, next week before we go on vacation, we'll come back here, make sure that things are harvested. And... we will take it along with.
Yeah, a little contribution. That never hurts.
Exactly.
Yeah, because where we're going, all that's another boo, but where we're going, things will be liable to be very expensive anyway. There's just a general store in that place, so it's likely they've got to bring it in, and yeah.
Okay. This is the first zucchini.
Oh, that is a healthy one. I think that's... a little bigger than the one we were given.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's at the largest is probably 2.5-3 inches around. It's probably 8 to 9 inches long, maybe even longer. Tapers down to about 1.5 inches.
Yeah.
And solid.
This is pickle size. That's the last one I got.
Yeah. Is that ready? It feels pretty rubbery.
It could have probably gone on a little bit more for more growth, but it won't hurt us.
Okay.
And we got a medium-sized one as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah, good healthy. That stem's juicy.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to wrap this up here because I'm just about out of time.
Okay.
So, that's our adventure in the garden for a little while. Probably be a little more to come.
Yep.
Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Bye-bye.